In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
So let me take you back about 3,400 years ago, long before the time of Jesus even, way, way back. A little baby boy was born and named Moses. He was a delight to his mother and father. As beautiful and as new and as pure and innocent his little life was, Moses had a big problem. Moses was born already sentenced to death. You see, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, was afraid of the increasing Israelite population. So Pharaoh made a law that all baby boys were to be put to death. Not a very peaceful way for Moses to begin his new life. Now, in case you're getting nervous, don't worry. Moses escapes the death sentence. But let's take a look at how he survives. His mother hid him in the house as long as possible, but eventually it gets hard to hide a new baby once they start walking and running and disappearing. And when it was no longer going to work hiding him, she took a basket, made it waterproof with some tar, and placed Moses in the basket and put the basket in the water down at the bank of the river. And wouldn't you know who finds him? None other than Pharaoh's own adult daughter, a member of the royal household. And the one thing that could save Moses from the death penalty happens. It happens. Moses is adopted by the king's family. That's the one thing that could save him from the death penalty. The adoption lifts the death sentence off of him, off of Moses. Now, in the days before formula, there was a slight problem, of course. Pharaoh's daughter is not lactating, not producing milk. And so she sends for a Hebrew woman who had recently given birth to feed and raise the baby for a while. And in a most interesting twist, she selects Moses' own mother, and he's returned to his mother for a time. Of course, now with two major changes. One, the death sentence has been lifted. But two, Moses is officially now a member of the king's family. His own mother has to take a step back. Oh, she still loves him 110%, to be sure. She still feeds him and dresses him and cares for him and teaches him and comforts him as if Moses was still her own, because in fact, he is. But now she's got that ever-present knowledge that Moses officially belongs to the king. Now that's an interesting chain of events when we think about the baptism that we are celebrating here this morning. This past March, a little baby boy was born named Patrick, a delight to his mother and father. And as beautiful and as new and as pure and innocent as his little life is, Patrick also has a big problem. Like the rest of us, Patrick was born under a death sentence, not because of some deranged pharaoh, and maybe delayed 9 or 10 decades, but as certain a sentence as every one of us is born under. Now, in case you're getting nervous, don't worry. Patrick will survive the death sentence, and it'll be interesting to see how, just how that happens. You see, Nick and Christina today brought Patrick to the waters of the River Jordan and placed him in the water. And in doing so, united Patrick to the one who has already entered the waters of Jordan, Jesus Christ. And this Jesus, it turns out, is not only a king, but the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who now adopts Patrick as his own child, removing his death sentence from him once and for all. So that even if he dies 9 or 10 decades from now, That's not going to be the end. That's not the end. And just as surely as Jesus rose from the dead, Patrick will also rise to a new life, an eternal life. And in our own interesting twist here today, a little later in the service, we will offer Patrick to God as part of the churching rite. We will literally take him, hold him over the body and blood of Christ, and sing St. Simeon's prayer, offering him to God. And then, though adopted by God, Patrick will be placed on the step of the altar and returned to his mother. And Christina and Nick will love him 110%, and they'll feed him and dress him and care for him and teach him and comfort him as their own child, because he is their own child. But now with that ever-present knowledge that Patrick officially belongs to a king. And not just any king, but the King of Kings. He is no longer merely yours or merely ours as family and community. He is indeed God's own adopted child. And here's just a little poetic corollary to tie this all together. The name Patrick means noble, like of nobility. That's what the name actually means. And Patrick today was made nobility. And not nobility in some ancient human dynasty or a ruling lineage or an inheritance of wealth or estates or political power. It's not that. It's not that kind of nobility at all. Patrick's nobility is far more valuable than any of that which in this world will end someday anyway. Patrick's nobility is becoming a child of God. A child of the King, is being forever sealed in the Holy Spirit and the giver of life, is walking in the newness of that life, is being love and kindness and goodness in a chaotic world to everyone that he comes across. That is his nobility. His is the nobility of a pure spirit that comes from being adopted by the King of Kings. Amen.
Amen.